very cool up Muswellbrook way where Jan Bowen is, and Jan's on the line. Jan, good morning, and I dare say you got a sub-zero morning up there.
Oh, I think, Ray, at about 5 o'clock ish, it was -5.4.
Oh, you got home safe and sound last night, Jan. Congratulations with Roman Typhoon's win yesterday. And he's been a work in progress, Jan, but there's a lot of promise there with this horse.
Oh, he's got the ability. He's just throwing them away. I've taken him to town now 4 times, and I think he should have won 3 of them.
Yeah, right.
But he got up yesterday. That made it all the, made it all the more exciting.
Yeah.
Jan, how did you come about to get Roman Typhoon? Because from what we understand, bred by the legendary Bart Cummings.
Yeah, that's right. We bought a horse called Exit Only originally, and he showed so much promise. And this bloke's a half brother to him, so they're both really big horses. And we haven't got the best out of him either,
Jan.
They're both just that big, and got massive big strides. And he does a lot wrong as well.
Yeah, well, that's the thing with Roman Typhoon. That's what I loved yesterday when Brenton Abdullah got him out wide. And it was a vigorous ride, to be fair, but that's what the horse needs. He needs to be bounced up and so he can lengthen the stride. Where to next with him, Jan?
Oh, possibly, I'm not sure. Possibly we'll come down to another highway. And he's pulled up, he ate up last night. You would never have thought he had a big run yesterday. But except for Brendan getting, he really lifted him that last 50. And yeah, he needs somebody like that, but he's still laying in. He's still wanting to lay in down the straight. So whether we end up putting a cheeker bubble on or something, but we get him out of that, he'll be a lot better horse,
Just looking at the distance yesterday, 1,100 metres, I don't know whether that's Roman Typhoon's favoured distance. And if we look a little bit further forward, Jan, something like the Kosciuszko, which is the race that's going to be on the same day as the Everest, and that's going to be for country horses, not sure of the distance of the Kosciuszko, 1,400. Would that come into your plans potentially?
Well, I've got to try and sort of get him over this, trying to run him behind them. But, yeah, I'm looking at those sort of races. The anniversary handicap, is it, or something?
Well, it's actually going to be called the $1 million Kosciuszko now, Jan.
Is it?
Yeah, it was announced in the Sunday Telegraph this morning, my colleague Phil Rothfield. Okay. So it's a $1 million race for country-trained horses. So at Ramagon Everest Day.
And how far is that?
I think it's 1,400, Jan.
Yeah, and I think he's going to be a 1,600-metre horse. So, yeah, well, that one we can't not sort of head towards that,
Yeah, so there you go. He's available.
Yeah, exactly.
How much money? A million? He's available. Yeah,
why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Winkers yesterday, maybe blinkers, Jan?
Yeah, well, I think we'll try them or cheek a bubble or something, but we've just got to try and get him to go straight. He was kept in, he ended up running up onto their heels there early in the race yesterday, and then he's had to restrain him, and then he's gone back to nearly last again. We just need, a bit of clear running, but you can't always get that. So, he's still only 3, so because he's so big, you think he's an older horse, but he's still only a 3-year-old, so. Hopefully we can iron that out.
Yeah, and Janet, you backed him up quickly from Randwick to Rose, who is obviously a horse who recovers quickly from his runs?
Well, the runs aren't affecting him one little bit, and the trip down and back, he's a really good traveller and doesn't seem to worry him. He's come home last night and he's lifted his chin, so, he's good that way. He sort of throws his head, it can be a handful to sort of handle, for the jockey.
Yeah. Does it help when the jockey doesn't drop the whip?
Makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, that was a bit going around on Twitter last night when a few people making mention of the fact that a little knock-on last time. So no such problem for Brenton Abdullah. Hey, Jan, congratulations on that win. Really exciting coming up with the Kosciuszko announcement and what might lie ahead for Roman Typhoon.
Yeah, that sounds good. We might be heading that way.
Terrific.
Very good.
Good on you, Jan. Thanks for joining us, Jan.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.